much appreciate that. Nick Codling, LBC's reporter with a roundup. Dr. Kit Yates is with a senior lecturer in mathematical biology at the University of Bath, author of the new book, The Maths of Life and Death. And Dr. Helena McKeown is with us, chief officer at the British Medical Association and a GP. If I could start with you, Dr. Yates. When Stephen Powers was talking yesterday, quite an upbeat delivery, talking about keeping it under 20,000 deaths, but the message seems to be keep going. Can we say we're winning, losing or drawing at the moment?
I think it's really difficult to say one way or the other at the moment. The effects of the lockdown measures that were taken earlier this week on Monday aren't going to be seen maybe until 10 days after that, maybe a little bit longer. Certainly the impact on deaths aren't going to be seen for a while. That we saw that in China. So it's really difficult to say what impact they're having. Cases are clearly still rising at the moment. In terms of talking about it mathematically, we're in this exponential growth phase. Cases seem to be doubling every 3 to 4 days at the moment. And deaths are doubling even faster. They're doubling every 2 to 3 days. Hopefully, the mathematical modelling says that taking these measures should slow the disease down, but at the moment it's difficult to tell how big an impact the measures have had.
So just to be clear, Dr. Yates, the infections and the deaths that we've seen so far would have happened anyway, and had no, and social distancing and everything that we've done in the last week, where things were really ramped up, social distancing, staying in your house, only essential travel, none of that would have affected these numbers.
Not necessarily. It might have reduced the cases, it might have slowed the cases down, but actually the case figures we're getting are relatively inaccurate because we're just not testing everyone. So people are staying at home sensibly if they have only mild symptoms. So the cases don't give a true picture of the disease. And yes, the deaths, it takes a period of time between being infected and people dying. So actually we wouldn't really be seeing the effects of the lockdown measures on the number of deaths yet. It'll take a little bit longer before we start to see that impact.
And how much confidence do you have in the modelling that was driving the government, seemingly, this from Mr. Ferguson, is it Professor Ferguson or yeah. Dr. Ferguson at Imperial? How much confidence do you have in the work that he did?
Well, in the UK, we have some of the world's leading experts in epidemiology and mathematical modelling, and in the mathematical modelling of epidemiology. The Royal Society has just put out a call yesterday for rapid assistance in modelling the pandemic, which I'll reissue this call to all my mathematical modelling fraternity to come and help in the effort. But yeah, I mean, these guys are the world's leading experts. Well, what I should say is that models are a simplification of reality. So all models in some senses are wrong. But the saying goes that some of them are useful. And these models that they're building at the moment are useful in giving us ideas of how to slow down this pandemic.
You're not worried that we've overreacted?
No, I'm not worried at all. You can see that the cases are continuing to rise. We're growing exponentially. And if we don't do something, then these cases are going to continue to rise exponentially until we run out of people to infect. So it's clear for me that we're at a critical point in this infection. What we do over the next weeks, and in fact, even the next few days, is going to determine the outcome of the epidemic in this country.
Indeed. Well, thank you very much, Dr. Kit Yates, there, senior lecturer in mathematical biology at the University of Bath. Dr. Helena Meek.